What do you say we do our usual Monday gig? It's how we wrap up crunch time to get the week starting. Folks, it's a little bitty something we call the Richter scale.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad.
How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Dr. Nick.
It is time for the Richter Scale. That's how we wrap things up on a Monday in crunch time, going over the biggest and the best of the weekend and how they impact the world of sports. And holy moly guacamole, the Oregon Ducks are in the NCAA tournament. They ended the regular season on a four-game winning streak. Then they beat three out of those four teams again in Vegas to win the Pac-12 championship thanks to Peyton Pritchard himself throwing down the hammer on a victory that got himself tournament MVP. The Ducks, a 20-point win over the evil, rotten, no-good, good-for-nothing Huskies. Not only did this give the Ducks their bid into the NCAA tournament, but the horrible, rotten, no-good Pac-12 itself got three bids. How surprising was this result from the Ducks and the Pac-12?
I'll tell you what, the fact they got three teams in ended up being surprising because nobody expected it nationally. But when you took a closer look, the hottest team, the team playing the best the last couple weeks of the regular season, won it, which is not surprising. So it's kind of weird. If during the Richter scale 3 weeks ago you said Oregon's going to win the conference tournament and the Pac-12 is going to get three teams in, I would have called this shock value a 10. But because of the progress that was made those 3 weeks prior to the tournament, it's still a big deal, but an 8.
All right. Sticking with the tourney, the ACC gets three of the four number one seeds in the field out of 68. Gonzaga, the lone fourth number one seed there in the West. Duke looks like the college version of the 2014-15 74-win Warriors. Virginia is looking to avenge their own demons after they got blown out by UMBC last year. North Carolina, despite their loss to Duke in the ACC tourney, got them a number one seed as well. I mean, Duke has five losses, and that's the worst of all of those teams in the ACC, but because of Zion, RJ Barrett, and Cam Reddish, they do get that number one overall seed. How worthy was the ACC of getting a trio of one seeds?
You know what? If one of the Michigan schools ended up getting it, I think if Kentucky had won the SEC tournament, they would have. But with the way things played out, it's a minor big deal on the surprise level since the buzz was out there, contingent on how all the tournaments went this week. I give it about a 6. So it's not that shocking.
Okay. Moving to the NFL, Dave Gettleman has dug himself quite a hole. He was directly quoted saying that he wouldn't trade Odell Beckham Jr. A month later, he traded Odell Beckham Jr. He's also sticking with Eli Manning at quarterback, who's just about as mobile in the pocket as a scarecrow. He's now fighting the New York media and the fans by saying this on his plan with the Giants. Quote, very honestly, it's not my responsibility to tell you guys what I'm doing. That's not my job. That's not my responsibility. Trust me, we've got a plan. You've got to be patient. Everyone wants the answers now. Over time, you'll see it. How lost is Dave Gettleman?
The problem is he's not lost. We know right where he is and he's ruining everything, but, he's a petulant child who doesn't like being called cause he thinks he's above it. But as a GM on a scale of 1 to 10, where he can't find his car is a 1 and 10, he's Bill Belichick. I'm going to give him a 2.
Very, very fair.
I think he knows where his car is.
That I would hope so. Major League Baseball is trying to destroy itself from the inside out. First, there's the five rule changes being implemented in the Atlantic League that include robot umps and moving the mound back 2 feet in the middle of the season. Now Major League Baseball is working on ending sign stealing by working on an app-like wrist watch device that allows the catcher to send a message to the pitcher saying what pitch he wants the catcher or what pitch needs to be thrown in this situation. This ends one of the dozens of different ways to steal signs in baseball and adding technology that I'm sure is going to break more often than work. How important is it to end sign stealing in baseball?
is it really a thing? Is it really a problem? Is that why the Red Sox won last year? I just think it's something that needs to be monitored. And if an issue surfaces, and it's like, guys, stop stealing signs or we're going to fine your ass. So on a scale of 1 to 10, where 10 is it's destroying the fabric of the game, and 1 is it's not important at all, I'll give it a 3.
All right, and the last one here. Former Duck Haloti Ngata announced that he was going to be retiring while on top. Is that on top of the NFL? No, but he's literally on top of Mount Kilimanjaro. The 13-year NFL vet retires with 1 Super Bowl ring, 2 All-Pro seasons, and 5 Pro Bowls. From his 2006 draft class, only 2 other players, Jahari Evans and Devin Hester, made more All-Pro teams. And in terms of AV, again, that's the NFL version of WAR, only Evans had a higher AV in that draft class with 111. To Nada's 102, and that was just in the NFL. Nada was also the highest rated recruit in Oregon history until Kayvon Thibodeau arrived in the winter. The Ducks' first consensus All-American in 2005, as well as Pac-10 Defensive Player of the Year and plenty other awards. How big of an impact did Nada have in the NFL?
And big as a 340-pound guy.
Quite grumpy.
You know, there was a time once he got established, his second or third year, where he really played inside and through and including, I'd say from 08, 09 till 2012, he was an elite interior lineman. And he made actually first or second team All-Pro really 5 times. So, no, on a scale of 1 to 10, overall, even though he didn't start like a house on fire or finish like a house on fire, he's an 8. He's an impactful defensive tackle, one of the best of his time.